So the first thing that that really struck me about this new record is that is the presence of Sam Cooke, mm-hmm. not only in the title, but you also cover two great Sam Cooke songs.
Right.
And I was wondering what was Sam Cooke in your life?
He was like a mentor. He was like I heard Sam Cooke when I was 13 years old, and it just done something to me. I'd been listening to spirituals, you know, since a kid, you know. Most of the groups was like, you know, sing hard and they'd scream or whatever, you know. But Sam came in with this smooth thing that just was like thread that ran through my heart, like, you know. And I could sing along with him on that. It was like medicine, you know.
Your voice has often been compared to his.
Well, that's an honor, you know, because he's...
It's strength and purity.
He was the man, you know.
Darling, you... You send me, I know that you, you send me, darling, you send me, honest you do, honest you do, I know. Darling, you, oh, you thrill me. I know that you, oh, you thrill me. Darling, you thrill me. Honest, you do, honest, you do.
And what Sam Cooke songs really inspired you when you were growing up?
Well, the spirituals, you know, me and my boys used to walk down the street singing, Were You There When They Crucified the Lord, or Wonderful, and I'm So Glad, Trouble Don't Last Always, and just everything, you know.
What did you think when you left the Soul Stirrers to pursue a pop career?
You know, I was kind of, not disappointed, but, you know, that first song he did, Lovable, I didn't like that because it came from Wonderful.
It was Wonderful. It was the same song.
Right, you know. I said, no, man, don't do that. Because Wonderful was like one of my favorite all time, you know.
Yeah.
I used to do it by him lick for lick, you know. But everything, you know, after that, I got into his stuff, you know.
Was Johnny Taylor much of a replacement for Sam Cooke, do you think?
Johnny Taylor was great, man. He did that, which one was it,
The Love of God.
The Love of God, man. Yeah. Run chills through you.
I know. It's amazing.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
Because for a while, I thought it was Sam, you know?
Mm-hmm. What other guys growing up inspired you to start singing?
My mom and dad had all the Nat King Cole, and my brother Art, well, he had a doo-wop group, you know? He was a singer. He was my first inspiration, you know? And him and a guy named Issachar Garden, and they would sit out on the park bench and sing doo-wops, and he worked at a record shop, so he'd bring songs home by the Clovers and Pookie Hudson and the Spaniards, and I'm still friends with Pookie Hudson and the Spaniards. He's one of my first heroes. And
I just saw him a couple weeks ago.
Oh,
man. He came into the show. Yeah, he was great.
Flamingos and, you know, all them guys back there, you know. So I listened to the Cowboys, you know, Roy Rogers, Gene Archer, the Sons of the Pioneers, and all of the gospel stuff, you know.
Whose voice do you think you're most associated with?
A little bit of all of them.
A little bit of all of them.
Yeah, because, you know, I can hear Clyde, I hear Sam, you know, love Marvin Gaye stuff, you know, and
right.
I call him the man with the tear in his voice, you know, because he was real hurt, you know, and he let it come out. And I never met him, but I feel like I know him, you know.
Yeah. I think it's a real shame that your early career is not as recognized as your later career. And I always talk about your early records. And one of my personal favorites is Over You, your first single. Your first single for Minute.
Yeah.
And of course it was written by Alan Orange and Alan Toussaint.
Right.
And produced by Alan Toussaint.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing that always grabs me, and I talk about this on the air sometimes, is how morbid the lyrics are. How happy the song sounds.
I know. Oh, man, you just have a kick playing it, you know, the people dancing on and all, you know.
I mean, you're talking about basically looking over the dead girlfriend because she cheated on you.
Well, I didn't write that, man.
No, like, no,
don't
I know.
Put that on me.
But when, now, when, do you remember when Alan Toussaint present the song to you and and give you the lyrics and you read them? And
you know, to tell the truth, you know, we used to have a saying like that, you know, back in the, that's where Alan got that from, really. You know, I'm going to tell you the truth. We say, man, you mess around, there's going to be some slow walking, some sad talking, you know.
Over you. So recording that, do you remember the recording session at all?
I sure do. I did a split session with a group of friends of mine, the Del Royals. Mm-hmm. And they did a pretty song I liked, Who Will Be the One. And I did the other side of Over You was a song I wrote back in the parish prison. It was called Every Day. Every day along about three, I'm dreaming of the day that I'll be free, you know. Mm-hmm. And that's how Alan took that song and started writing stuff for me. You know, see, well, he figured that was my, you know, my technique or whatever, you know. Mm-hmm.
If I ever hear you sing it through, oh, I love you. Well, tell me what I do. That's why, baby, I'm gonna do all these things to you.
Well, the label was so young. I mean, that was 1960. Minute was just getting off the ground.
Right.
Was it? I mean, did you think it would go somewhere? Was it difficult to predict because the label hadn't really scored? I mean, Ernie Cado hadn't had Mother-in-Law yet,
yeah.
You know, and Oop Hoop Adoo was out.
Right.
But, you know.
You know, I didn't even think about all that, man. All I wanted to do was sing, and I hit myself on the radio. It was cool. You know?
Well, was it a hard process picking which soul songs you were going to cover? That must have been, I mean, there must be just a whole treasure trove of stuff.
I have a million, you know. Yeah. It's like well, the record company, Bergner Records, they came up with some suggestions, and I came up with some, and we collaborated on them, and with Stu Levine, and he got this dynamite band together in the studio, and everybody was like, it was a labor of love for him, you know?
Yeah.
You know, I mean, you could hear it in the music. Everybody was just, and it was at a hard time, you know, right after the Katrina stuff and all of that, you know, but it helped me a whole lot, you know, to be in the studio singing. And And these songs, you can hear, you know, you can hear laughter, you can hear sorrow, whatever, you know, because I shed a few tears in the booth, you know, while I'm singing stuff like Stand By Me or Change Gonna Come.
Because it meant so much to you.
Yeah, you know, I was thinking about the people, you know, friends I don't know if they're living or dead, I might not never see them, and just a whole lot of stuff, you know. My wife is sick and all, you know, she's fighting lung cancer.
I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah, so it was deep, you know.
I was born by the river. Oh, in a little tent. Oh, and just like the river I've been running ever since. Oh, it's been a long time coming, but I know change gonna come.
And one of the things that really struck me about the record, and I was so pleased to hear, was how real it sounds.
Yeah.
And a lot of today's music sounds so synthetic.
I know.
And it was just, you got that feeling, you got that 60s feel that so many people try for but seem to come short. You actually succeeded with it.
Well, they had the right guys for it, you know, like James Gatson on drums and Freddie Washington on bass. Freddie, he's played on about three or four of my solo projects. And Ray Parker Jr., man, this guy from Brazil, Hector Pretoria, something like that. They were just like Joe Sample, you know? Mm-hmm. Neil Lawson on keyboards. And the producer, Stuart Levine. And it was like a labor of love for everybody. We were having fun, you know? And we got in and done them tracks, and they just laid them out, man, like they were supposed to be laid.
I got to ask you.
Mm-hmm.
Were there a couple tracks that got made the cutting room floor?
Oh, yeah, but they'll pop up somewhere. I did some stuff by Ray Charles, man. Like,
ooh.
The guy, we were getting the keys together, and Neil Lawson, he hit the riff, you know, and I came in with Drowning My Own Tears. And I did a Swan and River Rock. I did.
Talking about the river.
Yeah. I mean, Ray Charles was hey.
What can so, be? What more can be said about you know, Ray Charles?
You know? I hear him singing "America the Beautiful," and I'm crying all over the place.
That's fantastic. Well, we look forward to hearing those, and we love hearing what you've put out here on Bring It On.
I appreciate it. You know.
Well, thank you so much for joining me today.
Thank you. Man.
I hope to meet you in person someday.
That'd be cool, bro.
Between the ticks of the clock and the beats of my heart, it's about to drive me insane. Oh, why? She's never on time. She should have been here since a quarter to nine. What could be keeping her for so long? Or is she in another man's home? Do we still have our day? I won't know until it's too late. It could be my bad luck. Maybe she done stood me up.